Hello, this is Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we spend our time talking about. And with me today, I've got Harriet Pryor, I've got Mike Kearney, I've got Belinda Barty, and I've got Carl Kopak. We're not together, but we are in a sense, because we're joined together by these categories, by the principle of democracy, and by all of the lovely chat that we're going to be having. And we'll dive straight into LFC current. And your options were Fabinho, Matip, and Tsimikas. And unsurprisingly, after last night, everyone would like to talk about Tsimikas. Harriet, Ben Johnner gave him 8 out of 10 in his characteristically humorous match ratings. I very much enjoyed looking at this morning. Talks about him being great in the air and winning all of his battles. And obviously, it goes without saying he was absolutely brilliant. But I guess the first question to you and the most obvious question to everyone really is, do you think that he's at a position now or in a position now where he's challenging for a first team spot?
Well, you know what? He got a first team spot last night, didn't he, ultimately? And I think the fact that we now see him on the team sheet and no one is going, oh my God, why is Tsimikas starting, is testament to how good he is in his development in the last, well, ultimately the last year. And we haven't obviously seen a lot of it. And I think that's quite nice because a lot of it's been going on behind the scenes. He's obviously, he barely played last season. We didn't know if he even existed at one point. And now he's coming in, he's playing on Champions League nights and he's absolutely smashing it. I think what I like most about him is his, well, firstly, his confidence, and then also secondly, his crossing ability from set pieces, but also in open play. Like, you really feel like when Robertson's taken out of the team, you're not lacking that creative and attacking force. And I think with him in the side, yeah, I mean, he's definitely going to get more games this season. And I don't see why him and Robertson can't be a bit more interchangeable. I don't necessarily know if he'll become the sort of first choice over time. I don't know. I mean, I'm a massive fan of Robertson, obviously, and wouldn't sort of want to displace him. But it's good that we have those options. And also, he just looks like he's loving life, doesn't he? His Instagram. I think he put last night, it was a lit night, lads, or something on Instagram, and I'm all for it. So yeah, he seems like he's settling in well, both sort of as a person and as a footballer. And yeah, long may it continue.